Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Tommy, we've got a lot of questions. I'm going to start with some of these that are on our disclosures. Before I answer some of these questions, let's talk about one thing. If you don't have a listing, if you're going to sell your house to your brother, the law, not the realtor law, the law says you have to do a seller's disclosure. Doesn't matter, period. And you have to fill it out. Makes sense? And I'll tell you why this came from. Back in, I guess it came out of California originally, is where it originated.
Most things do, yes.
is if the seller's aware that there's something wrong with the house, they're saying he needs to disclose it. But I reverse this too. Tommy and I both do. If you've got a great house, it doesn't stop you from saying, hey, brand new air conditioner installed in 2012, new roof in 2013, you know, all that. So you can put as much information on there as you want. But by law, and it is designed for this, if there's something wrong, you need to disclose it. Well, this question is, are there any exceptions to the seller? And there are. There's a couple. A builder does not have to fill one out. It's a brand new home. A trustee or an executor, obviously he would not be familiar with anything wrong with a house. The lender after foreclosure, obviously the lender. Well, that makes kind of sense. There's also another one that they don't have in here, but they ask this, on a duplex. Not on a duplex. Only on one family unit. So that's kind of new. Actually, I had to look that one up because I wasn't sure about that one. But it said, although seller disclosure notice requires only apply to the seller of residential property, not more than one dwelling unit.
Right. But even though those items are excluded and not required by law, you're still required. Should you know anything about that property, if you know it's had any foundation issues, if it's known it's had any flooding, you know, anything that you know about the property, you're required to pass that along to any prospective buyer.
That is a fact. If just because you don't have to, if you know and they can come back and say, well, you knew that this, you know, was blah, blah, blah and wrong, then yes. As an agent and a realtor, we for sure have to. If we have a deal, and that's why we'll get them to switch a little bit. That's why you want to buy a broker agreement if you're buying a house.
Well, sure. But, you know, in our contract, there's a provision allowed that if the buyer has received the copy of the seller's contract, seller's disclosure, or how many days they have to receive that seller's disclosure. And that's how important we feel that it is that everybody get a copy of that. It's not a guarantee from the seller that everything's working. It's just to the best of their knowledge, the condition of the property at the time that it's filled out.
Now, this is a big question, Tommy, and I know we had to deal with this before. What about a death on the property?
Well, the statute doesn't require disclosure of deaths by natural causes, suicide, or accidents that are unrelated to the condition of the property. But deaths caused by an accident related to a condition of the property are not covered by the no-duty statute and most likely need to be disclosed. For example, although it could be argued that a swimming pool death could be related to the lack of proper enclosure for the pool, the seller who installs a proper pool enclosure before the property is placed on the market should still consider disclosing the death. Murder is not covered by this no-duty statute since a murder occurring on the property might be considered a material fact a buyer would want to know. But I can tell you, if you know anything, it's much better to disclose than not, because even as the agent or as the seller, it's not disclosed, I can guarantee you the neighbors will tell about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, honesty is always the best policy. And that way you don't have to worry about it down the road if something happens. You say, well, you knew that and didn't know that. You say, you know what, this is all I know. And most times if you do stuff up front, it's not an issue. I will tell you this, if it comes back later, it's always an issue.
It always is. And that's kind of a lead in to the next step. Once a buyer signs that, gets a copy of that seller's disclosure, they still need to do their own property inspection.
Absolutely.
Just because there are items that are listed on that disclosure, you don't want to take that as a fact. You still want your representative to do a buyer's inspection of the property to see the actual working condition.
Well, and Tommy, we've seen this a lot. Sometimes the sellers don't know. I mean, they've lived there for 20 years and they don't have a clue. Or I've even had this, and how many times have you heard this? Well, Mr. Seller, this switch over here doesn't work. Oh, that switch had worked in years. We just don't use it.
Well, you know, the seller should have disclosed that on the disclosure, and that way it wouldn't be a surprise to the buyer. But, you know, it's best if you know those things, go ahead and get it fixed before you put it on the market.
Well, you know what you just said, I'm going to follow up with other people. You've heard this all the time. Well, if we get a contract, we'll fix it. Let me tell you how that works. They're going to discount your property because it's not fixed. And then they're going to ask you to fix it anyway. Tommy's 100% right, make it look the best it can do, make everything be in working order, and then it's not an issue.
Well, and because sometimes the smaller issues have a larger inference that it infers that the property is not well maintained and that there's deferred maintenance. So even the small items need to be fixed.
And when people say, let's talk a little bit what you just said, deferred maintenance. That's a very good term. People say, well, I have to do all these repairs. No, the fact that you're doing repairs is because they're deferred. You never did the repairs to begin with, and that's why we're having an issue now.
Right. But let's go back to the seller, to the home warranty.
Yes.
You know, that home warranty is available for a seller as well. So a seller can be covered during the listing period with a home warranty. So if any of those repairs show up on that inspection list, oftentimes they're covered through their home warranty.
Good example. I forgot about that. That's 100% correct. Lots of many things. So you've got another question over there.
Well, the Texas Realtor Magazine did a little survey, and these are the biggest mistakes that buyers and sellers make. And I just thought if I went over those quickly, maybe you wouldn't be a victim to that. Mistakes buyers make are they wait for the prices to drop more. Well, you know, we've seen buyers wait for the interest rate to go down or for the prices to drop. Do you think that happens very often?
No.
And sometimes they risk losing the property that they're interested in. And then once they make a decision, the next mistake they make, they want to rush through the process. You know, we selected our house, we've been in for our loan, now we want to close next week. Well, that's not reality either. Most of our lenders require at least 45 days from application and selection to closing.
And be aware of that. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's nothing we can do about it right now.
Right. Another big mistake is not being pre-approved for a loan prior to making an offer. You know, as listing agents, we always require that our prospective buyers have been pre-approved, already been to a lender and been through that process. So getting pre-approval for your loan really helps all areas of the transaction.
And Tommy, I had a gentleman just the other day, he asked me, so why do I have to do this until we find the house? I said, because I wouldn't be doing my job as representing you as your buyer agent. Because when we do find that house, I want to make sure you have the best chance of getting it. And if you have a letter that shows you have the ability to get the loan versus not having that, it could be the difference in you getting the house or someone else getting it.
Certainly, because the seller doesn't want to take their property off the market until they're assured that they have a qualified buyer. The other mistake they make is not having an inspection. I think we covered that. But, you know, we feel so strongly in our office that the buyer always have an inspection that if they elect not to do so, we have them sign a form that says we have advised them to do that and they have elected not to do that. And then another mistake that's made in today's market, they make unreasonable offers. And, you know, when you've got good listing agents that try to list their properties, you know, with current market trends, then you don't want somebody coming in and I had an offer the other day that was $30,000 below the listed price, and I couldn't even get the seller to do a counter offer.
So let's talk about what you just said, Tommy. Right now, and I'm going to say one thing about the internet, and if you're looking at cars or houses or whatever you're looking at, people are educated. They're going to go do some research. They did years ago, this didn't happen. It sure does now. Especially with buyer brokers, the buyer broker is going to help them say, this is a good price, this is too high, or this is too low. As a good listing agent, you're going to try to list the house correctly also. In fact, ours sell, 99%, 98%
sure.
of what we list them for because they're listed correctly. And what Tommy just was telling y'all, I tell somebody, if you want to buy the house, make an offer they have to at least think about. If you're going to be low, and I'm going to say in this market right now, I probably wouldn't be low. But make them think about it. You come in $20,000 or $30,000 low, you just made the seller mad. You're
right.
Not going to get the house. And then when you do bring it back to another offer, he may say no again just because he's still mad.
Right. Another big mistake that buyers make, and we've all had this happen, they make significant changes to their financial situation during the contract period.
Oh, bad.
From the time they buy the house until they close on it, they're so excited they go out and buy new furniture, they buy all this stuff, which then when they run an update on their credit report, guess what? That has changed their financial situation. And, you know, it's even affected to the point that sometimes you don't qualify for the loan. So you've bought things and you can't qualify to buy the house.
And when she's talking about that, this is a true example. People under contract, being a nice dad, got co-signed for his son's car. Guess what? He didn't qualify for the house anymore.
Yeah, so, just very cautiously, do not buy or do anything that changes your financial situation. And then not disclosing everything to the lender. You know, at the last minute or during loan application, you have a buyer say, I had that bankruptcy, but it was 2 years ago. Or, yes, I do pay child support, or yes, I have had, you know, some kind of judgment or whatever. You know, they need to tell full disclosure, everything to the lender when they make their first loan application.
Let's talk about that just for a second, too, because I take my people in personally to the lender. I think that's important. That's my personal opinion. But here's what it is. The lender's your friend. The realtor's your friend. If it doesn't go through, nobody gets paid. The lender gets paid only if they make the loan. So if you tell them everything, most of our lenders, especially our local lenders, are very, very good. They can help you. If there is a glitch, some of them can tell you, like, hey, go do this and go do that and help you fix that glitch. If they submit everything to the underwriter, like Tommy's saying, and you haven't told them and that glitch pops up then you can't fix it. Then you can't get your loan and you can't get your house.
Well, and, you know, those are just some hints that buyers make, mistakes that buyers make. And I'd like to go over some mistakes that sellers make, because I think that's equally important. And we talked about this one earlier, ignoring minor cosmetic repairs. You know, just get everything cleaned up, polished up, everything good repair. And then failing to remove pets or pets' gear during the listing period. And I know this is a touchy subject because we all love our pets, but, you know, that cannot be, you know, always the best thing for a prospective buyer to see. Leaving personal items and decor in place. You know, while we don't believe in stripping down a house, it does make it show better, and it's less to have everything taken down, the
when
personal
you, when
pictures.
When you go down a long hallway and it has pictures of everybody, and we all done that, we have all our kids, have grandma, we have everybody, and that looks cool to us, but it doesn't look cool to
the
person buying it.
It's distracting to the buyers. And not maximizing natural light. You know, be sure you have all the windows open, the blinds open, you know, everything to so the house won't look dark. And letting emotions get in the way of the sale. You know, you don't think you're emotionally attached to a house till you get ready to leave it, but you have to realize that anytime anybody brings you an offer, try to make it a business transaction, not an emotional thing.
So don't be there when the house is shown.
Well, that was the last one, staying home for the showing. That's a big mistake. You know, the people don't take as long to look, and they don't tell the agents what any objections they might have, so we can overcome those.
Well, and usually most people, I think most smart buyers, are going to have a buyer agent. That buyer agent doesn't work for you, seller. He works for the buyer.
Right.
So anything you say is not going to be to your benefit.
You know, sometimes just innocent comments can be misconstrued by a buyer. So just it's best if you're not there while they're looking. And then the other thing we've already covered would be failing to disclose any problems with the property.
Tommy, that was really good information. Folks, we appreciate you listening in, and I want y'all to have a great, great day.